What's up, guys? It's John Roa. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Between Us. If you've not heard this week's episode that came out on Tuesday with Keon Harold, I highly recommend you go listen to it. It's one of the cooler conversations I've ever had with a guy that has an amazing perspective and an incredible talent that we're going to hear today. I've known Keon for about a year or so, become a good friend of mine and somebody who I really, really respect. After we recorded that episode back in June of this year, at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, we went walking around my neighborhood in New York City, in Soho. This is where the artists are. This is where the music is. And we were observing these amazing street artists that came down to Soho. They were painting all the plywood that was put up because of the looting. And it was an incredibly special moment. And Keon brought his trumpet with him, took it out on Green Street, and started playing for, at first, just a few people, and then about 100 came to watch when they heard the music. It even stopped traffic. Today, you're going to hear some clips of the conversation that Keon and I had as we were walking around the streets, and then most importantly, that song he played that day in Soho.
This is crazy, man. It's
so beautiful. It really is amazing, man. And like I keep saying it, I probably sound like a broken record at this point, but like it's just moved me. Like, I mean, this all wasn't here 3 days ago.
Man.
Like they just, you know, they called it the Soho Social Impact. That's the
Got
group.
It.
And they basically put the word out and artists just emerged. I mean, mm-hmm. It was incredible. They just came out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, in all these streets, like the next three streets, you know, it's absolutely incredible. So what we're going to do, Keon, is I met with the, you know, I made a donation, then I met with the founder, this guy, Tristan, and we're going to try to get the art off the walls when the stores are ready to reopen and auction it all off.
Amazing.
Yeah, and obviously pick the right cause to go towards, but I'm going to try to do a deal with one of the art galleries to actually broker all this
okay.
so we don't lose it.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's
And how pretty... how do you do that before anybody knows it's going to happen?
Well, the thing is like get out in front of these companies taking the wood down.
Mm-hmm.
So actually talk to them and say, "Hey, before you make the call to get this guy to take the wood down, talk to us. Let us
pick them up.
We'll basically pay for the wood
mm-hmm.
from the companies who's going to pick it up. So otherwise they would just take it. They don't give a fuck what's on it.
Gotcha.
So we'll say, hey, keep the wood up. We'll pay you for the wood. So you don't need to feel like you have a loss. We'll take it. We'll, you know, put it into, you know, be it frames or whatever it might be to use it
mm-hmm.
and then auction it off.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty incredible though, huh?
Amazing.
I mean, every block, man, this is where our block party was last night. It was just here.
Damn, I should have came through.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. Black creatives made Soho, Soho. This is one of the stores that got destroyed. I mean, all the windows
terrible.
Were gone. So they put this up but then amazing, you make art out of it. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, listen, no one gives a fuck about some jackets being stolen, but the premise of what happened is
exactly.
exists. And so to be able to replace that with art is, mm-hmm. is amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Turned it into a gallery.
It literally is. It's an open air art gallery, man. Been posting it like crazy. I'm like, everyone needs to come down here.
I know.
See
I looked at your, yeah. at your joint. I was like, wow.
And Soho literally is a community of artists, always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, one thing that's going to sound overly simplistic, but I'm really appreciative for, is that every race, creed, color, and gender was out here doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that one you just saw, the one that was all black with the white text,
mm-hmm.
was three white girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It's fucking awesome. Like,
hey.
And I mean, look right
pour.
Here.
You got to pour.
Look right
pour
there.
Out. See?
You know? I fucking love it, man.
Saying hopefully
yeah.
it'll never happen again. Hopefully.
That's right.
This is a vibe. I didn't expect this, man. I feel
it's
like
cool,
I'm
right?
in a damn yeah. amusement park.
I know. I've just been walking
the
circles.
The Met outside.
Exactly.
Soho.
Let's get a picture here. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This on the corner is what
oh,
I posted
wow.
earlier. Look at that. I mean.
Damn.
Can you imagine being the business owner? You're like, how do I reopen? Like, yeah. I can't take,
like, I need to call this artist.
That's it, yeah.
So
I mean, like that cannot be lost. That is fucking phenomenal. So, what do you think? You want to play a few notes? What do you think?
It's whatever.
It's up to
man.
You. I mean, whatever you want to do.
I'm chilling.
Totally up to you.
If you find a vibe somewhere, it's
yeah.
cool. It's the weirdest thing. It's just good to be outside. I feel like I'm on recess.
I know, right?
People, man, seeing people. Weird,
real life people.
Right. But then to think about it, this is Soho. At what time is it? Is it like 7, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
It's crazy. It's so quiet.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, very quiet.
It's supposed to be popping. This is amazing, man. This is crazy. This is like literally the the most quiet I've ever seen Soho.
Yeah, man.
What has it been like for you as Soho is popping?
Man, it's been a very challenging number of months because I'm here alone.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like when you look outside, it's like...
I don't live with somebody. My friends haven't been around. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen my family, my niece, my sister, my parents. No one.
Damn.
So it's been very fucking challenging, man. Like, proper challenging.
The time is now. I feel like maybe I should play right here. The time is now.
Hey, man. You call it.
That says a lot.
You call it.
Yeah, I'll play something right here.
Oh,
man.
Woo!
Thanks, Andy.
For sure. Hey, Key, how good does that feel?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Keon Harold, look him up.
Come on.
The time is now.
Incredible, you guys.
Why not?
We're not done, are we, Key?
Are we?
No, we're not done. Look at this. You got an audience now.
Oh, man.
You can be if you want. You can
be. I haven't played for people in a couple of weeks.
Nah, let them go.
Keon Harold. Yes. Die.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Welcome, man.
God, that was good.
Thank you.
I mean, look at this. You like
survive.
That's how much people need that right now, you know?
Indeed.
And like just instantly you created a, you know, people opening their windows and it's amazing.
Peace. Keon Harold.
But more than just your talent, man, look what you just did. In 15 minutes, you brought
shift the air.
You brought half of you know, Soho together. The few people who are around all came here at once. Like, that's a gift, man.
Yeah.
It's good reverb. It's good. It's a nice amazing, echo right there.
Amazing sound. Yeah, amazing sound.
I had to do
sound,
my concerts amazing. In Soho.
There you go.
Just, you know, people need it.
Of course they do. It. But, I mean, when your talent can translate to that, that's something special, man. That's something real special. You just, you know, I just love it. I mean, that is emotional and you see everyone feeling it. Cars, you stop traffic. That's incredible. All right, man. Yeah. That was perfect. I'll let you get on to your family.
Indeed, my man.
Thanks for coming over, dude.
My pleasure, man. Amazing.
And there we have it. I hope you guys really enjoyed that. Hearing it in person was a very special moment for me and something I'll remember for a very long time, as would the people who were part of that experience, who were here in Soho listening to Keon Harold bless us with his beautiful musical gifts, especially at a difficult time in our culture. If you don't follow Keon, you can find him on Instagram at Keon Harold, where he posts information about his music and concerts. Next week, an incredible discussion with my friend Scott Budnick, the producer of films like Old School and The Hangover, who took a big pivot from Hollywood to help those in need. We'll see you next week. Be safe.